WTAW News Time, 12:34. It's now been about an hour since a code maroon alert issued by Texas A&M University of a bomb threat on the campus. The evacuation continues. On the phone now, Lieutenant Alan Barone of University Police. And Alan, what's known so far about where the bomb threat was sent to and what's being done on campus?
The threat came in through email, through Computing Information Services. We were notified when we sent the code maroons out. First one went out, I believe, around approximately 11:30, requesting everybody to evacuate campus on foot. And at this point, that is still into effect, and we're requesting that individuals continue that process and avoid coming back to campus until further notice.
This is a historic downtown being affected this way.
It's just heartbreaking. I mean, the amount of time, energy, money spent, this block in particular, to see a fire once again in downtown, I mean, it just, it just shakes you to the core. I'm just glad that there wasn't more damage that was sustained tonight.
Three different candidates. Would you go as far to say three different philosophies about city government?
Really, I don't think so. I think that the philosophy of the government should do the best it can for its people. There might be some differences in the philosophies of how we get there. Certainly there were some accusations and things made that I thought unnecessary, but moving forward, I think the proof will be in the pudding, not just one group of people from one particular political camp.
Can you translate what you call accusations into concerns, considering how the vote came out? And if so, how do you address those concerns from constituents, some who did not vote for you?
Well, I think what I've got to do is continue to try to do make decisions that I make by learning the information and prayerfully considering the issues. That's what I've always done. I think there were concerns from voters that potentially there may be influences, or that there were things said in the race that I thought were pretty accusatory.
WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 5. The temperature is 104, though it's cooler in some places because some of you are getting rain. More about where those storms are and the rest of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good evening, I'm Bill Oliver. By this time next year, Texas A&M University will have its name on a law school. The letter of intent was announced today, where Texas Wesleyan University in Fort Worth will sell its law school to A&M. System Chancellor John Sharp says he first heard about the idea when he was 22.
Working for the Bull of the Brazos, Phil Moore, one of the things that he wanted to do, and a whole lot of Aggies ever since have wanted to do, is find a way to have a law school presence for Texas A&M University. And the ironic thing about it is the press conference for the law school occurred at the same time as a birthday party for Bill Moore's widow, Maciel Moore. Today is her 90th birthday.
Wesleyan will continue to own the law school campus and lease the space to A&M. Law school faculty and staff will become A&M employees. Sharp says the Board of Regents will vote Friday on the $25 million 40-year deal. Then it goes to the Higher Education Coordinating Board for final action. Three deadlines are approaching at the same time at the Brazos County Tax and Voter Registration Office. Christy Rose says at the end of June, falling during the weekend, Monday is the last day to pay second-half property taxes and register vehicles, and it's the last day of voter registration for the July 31st runoff election.
It's not unusual for us to have lines that literally reach out of our lobbies and oftentimes out onto the streets.
Suggestions to avoid long lines and long waits on the phone or online at our website, WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council will be changing the timetable used to make appointments to advisory committees. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada asked this afternoon for guidance because council election dates have been moved to November.
It would make sense to move it up before the election and get those done. And we could do that, I think, just simply by backing up the utility mailing 3 or 4 weeks. A little bit shorter period, to maybe 3 weeks to get them in, and a little bit shorter period for me to get them to you, a little bit shorter period for you to review them, but I think we could get them all done in October.
Effective dates of committee terms will continue to start January 1st. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 5, more news at 5:30, or anytime online at WTAW.com. The Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is next. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.